it's important to make the right decisions, like when to go for it on fourth down, or when to kick the field goal, or go for the touchdown. It's also important to make the right insurance decisions, too. That's why my office, Trey McAdams State Farm, is here to help you select the right protection at the right price. Our office will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages, so you'll know what to expect when the unexpected happens. With Trey McAdams State Farm, it's easy to make the right call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud sponsor of the Tennessee Vols.
Georgia's third in the country with dunks per game. Being the more physical team in the post and not allowing the Dogs to get uncontested looks will be a massive key to the game for Tennessee. But it's also an area where the Vols have struggled as of late. So how are Felix Akpara and team gearing up for the challenge? I'm Paige Dower, and this is the Field Pass on Full Disclosure. Against Florida, Tennessee did not have an answer for the physicality and length that the Gators had. They struggled in the first half against Texas in that same type of combination. And they'll get another go at it when Georgia comes to town. They're the 12th tallest team in the country, and they've got a 6'11 freshman in Austin Newell, who's been pretty efficient as of late and into the first four games inside SEC play. The freshman is 20 of 34 in his field goal attempts, or about 58.8% so far through those first four SEC games. So where the challenge will be is not allowing Georgia to have these open lane type of looks. And the best chance that they have in slowing that down is how the Tennessee defense will step up. We know how elite Jermaine Mashek is. He'll be a huge part of that. If Darlin Stone-Debar can continue to improve his defense, his physicality and effort will be a huge part of it. But you'll first start to look to Felix Akpara, the 6'11 transfer from Ohio State, who gets about three or so blocks per game. His ability to finish at the rim, one, on offense, but then on defense, just to be there in the post and not allow Georgia to get open looks will be a massive key to the game.
And I'm just going to try to contest every shot. And, you know, I just think it's going to be a good opportunity for us, you know. It's not just for me, too, because I know I have, you know, coach can put in guys like, you know, can put in Shaq, can put in Stone, Igor, you know, sometimes at the five, so.
Felix has been a little up and down in his consistency when it comes to playing tough and being someone that can protect the rim so far through the season. So for him, he actually says his next step and his evolution of a player here at Tennessee is to improve his consistency.
Zakai and all the point guards can look at to get like easy buckets, you know. Because I feel like I can be that guy to take pressure away from other players on the court. So I think that's the next step for me.
The other key to the game for Tennessee is their efficiency from the three-point line, especially after what happened at Texas when Rick Barnes said the quiet part out loud. Yeah, he's going to want to see that from one particular player, and that's Chaz Lanier. We saw Rick Barnes kind of start that message during the game late in the first half where it looked like Chaz Lanier was giving up a good shot for a better shot for his teammates. A wide open, essentially three from the wing, and he opted to pass it. Rick Barnes not happy, pulled him out for the game for a little while before he went back in later in the game. Then after the game, he deliberately said, Chaz is paid to make those plays. He's got to make those plays. And a lot of the times you'll hear about how unselfish and how humble and really kind of sometimes how quiet Chaz Lanier is. That often translates to on the court where he's giving up these looks because he wants to get his teammates better looks. It's all about kind of building that confidence in Chaz Lanier. So him being able to have the confidence and just kind of that dog in him that we've seen so much from Dalton Connect a year ago to take those open looks is key because teams are expecting him to take threes at a high clip, and if he's not, he might not get those shots later in the game. And that's the main message from assistant coach Lucas Campbell earlier today.
That's what you're best at. Like, what you do is you shoot the ball at an elite level, an NBA level, and so we want him to do that for us. And coach is just trying to get across to him, if you pass up opportunities now, they might not come back later in the game because teams don't want you to get a shot, and so you've got to take the ones that are there.
That message is especially true against the Georgia Bulldogs, who have a great perimeter defense. They're ninth in the country and only allowed teams to convert at a 28% clip. So if Chaz Lanier sees an open shot, he certainly needs to be aggressive in that shot selection on Wednesday night, where we'll have a post-game report for the Tennessee Volunteers after they take on Georgia. I'll also have a feature on Darlin Stone-Debar Wednesday afternoon as well, so certainly be tuned in for that. Also subscribe later today. I'll have a pregame report for the Lady Vols as well, and what gift Kim Mulkey actually got Kim Caldwell. I'll talk to you guys later tonight and later this week.